keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Roadwork in Manhattan will affect the commute this week. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Resurfacing of the on and off ramps at the intersection of Anderson Avenue and Seth Child Road, K113, will close those areas to traffic. Through traffic on Anderson Avenue will detour on Reith Avenue from Claflin Avenue. Local traffic can also detour using Water Street. Seth Child Road can be accessed from Claflin. Drivers should expect moderate delays on all of those routes through at least the end of the week, depending on the weather. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Wichita police officer Brian Arterburn suffered a critical head injury in 2017 when he was run over by a suspect in a stolen truck. And Officer Arterburn was honored by Kansas One Shot last week, an organization that raises awareness for outdoor resources and aims to recognize American heroes. Arterburn is originally from El Dorado, and he's still doing physical therapy for his hands and legs, and said he's grateful for the community support over the years. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine developing with fog in spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 52. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High of 76. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 38 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Tim Fitzgerald of GoParacat.com joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Wednesday and gave some insight on as to why Kansas State point guard Doug McDaniel hit the transfer portal.
You know, from what I'm hearing, it just came down to he thinks he's, you know, deserving of a higher NIL than what Kansas State wanted to give him or what he had last year. And I just think it's, you know, what's going on across college athletics. I think I'm worth this. You know, the school thinks he's worth that. And if you can't come to a number, you're going different ways. And that sounds like what had happened, although they thought he was in for next year. So a little troubling. It really is, because he was kind of the main piece that you had coming back. And now of the, you know, four players that are coming back, and I mean, honestly, David Castillo and C.J. Jones are clearly the top two players.
Again, that's Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's a KDNS-KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction and Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing, LLC. If what you need done involves a skidster, give Nick's Pasture Clearing north of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
Day one at the KU Relays was a banner day for area athletes as Tatum Seifert of the Beloit Lady Trojans won the shot put with a throw of 45 feet 3 3/4 inches. Teammate Addie Butke finished third, 42 feet 5 1/4 inches. Beloit Trojan Eli Johnson was second in the discus with a throw of 178 feet. He was beaten by Jackson Cantwell of Nixon, Missouri with a throw of 189 feet 9 inches. Third was Coulter Oldham of Lakin with a throw of 186 feet 4 inches. In the javelin, the winner was McKenna Lay, 143 feet 6 inches from Pacific High School. Finishing 13th was Autumn Lorenz with a throw of 113.4. and 19th was Addie Budke with a throw of 104 feet 6 inches. Also in the 3,200 meter run, Smith Center's Madison Howland with a time of 10:51.88 finished 8th. The winner of the 3,200 was Topeka Seaman's Ryan Miller with a time of 10:21.78. Tomorrow, the KU relays finish up with area athletes senior Eli Johnson, junior Brody Linton, senior Brody Boudreau, and freshman Griffin Johnson competing at 10 a.m. in the shot put. Also competing will be senior Tatum Seifert in the girls' discus at 9 a.m. and the boys' javelin will be Brooks Jones. And rounding out the field will be Madison Howland from Smith Center in the 1,600-meter run. This has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94, Z96.3 Sports.
Thanks again for listening to the Sports Bite, brought to you by Treb Construction, Nick's Pasture Clearing Service, and Goddard Repair, your proud supporters of area athletics.